create and star in a blockbuster hip-hop musical, and you get to do pretty much anything you want. For Lin-Manuel Miranda, that means taking a role in the sequel to a Disney classic.
It is my great honor to introduce this evening's renowned guest. The one, the only, Mary Poppins!
In Mary Poppins Returns, Miranda is Jack, a lamplighter. And yes, that's a Cockney accent. And no, we're not going to talk about it. And of course, he raps.
Once upon a time in a nursery rhyme, there was a castle with a king hiding in a wing. Because he never went to school to learn a single thing.
If you look at Hamilton and you look at Jack the Lamplighter, they're not very similar. There's not a whiff of childhood.
No, you didn't see a connection there.
There's no childhood innocence about Alexander Hamilton.
She made a royal proclamation to the missus and the messes.
Yet there is a childhood innocence to Lin-Manuel Miranda in Mary Poppins Returns. It's something director Rob Marshall recognized when he watched Miranda in his pre-Hamilton hit, In the Heights. Miranda told me that getting offered a role in someone else's musical has actually been a dream of his.
It's the fruit of the harvest. I started writing musicals because I desperately wanted a life in musical theater, and I don't have the ballet chops to pull off Paul in a Chorus Line or Bernardo. And if you're a Puerto Rican dude, that's what you get in the canon.
I was reading that your favorite song from the original Mary Poppins movie, maybe not favorite, maybe you have a mixed relationship with it, is Feed the Birds.
Openly hostile is probably my relationship to it.
I mean, that's a little strong.
Yeah, no, I just found it so sad.
The birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence.
The notion of this bird lady who cares for these birds and sits on the steps of St. Paul's Cathedral, I couldn't bear it as a child. It was too much for me. And so I only saw the first two-thirds of the movie many times. As soon as Feed the Birds came on, I would turn it off. Such was VHS technology.
Yeah.
It's brutal. I think if it has an equivalent in this movie, not so much that I would turn off the movie, but there's a beautiful song in our film called Where the Lost Things Go.
Trust she's always there.
And Mary Poppins is singing to these children. They've lost their mother the year before. She sings about it in such a smart Scott Whitman lyric because it's about loss and it's about grief, but it's also in a way that a child can understand and is not condescending. It doesn't talk down. It doesn't baby talk.
Time to close your eyes. So sleep can come around, for when you dream, you find all that's lost is found. Maybe
it's just really beautiful, and if I were a kid at the time, I probably, you know, would have fallen apart at it.
Your character offers a kind of path of joy and advice out of that, and I'm thinking of a song like Trip a Little Light Fantastic.
So when life is getting scary, be your own illuminary, who can shine the light for all the world to see.
That's sort of Jack's MO, is that he sees the light in any situation. He looks for the hope, even in a dark place. It's a lovely sentiment. It's also 8 minutes of nonstop dancing. It was one of the last numbers we shot, and we basically spent the entire movie shoot rehearsing for it.
I believe it. The work shows, definitely. At a certain point, you see, I think there's like bike tricks and maybe parkour, and I was like, oh my god, this just exploded into a huge Broadway thing.
Totally. And Rob is really the biggest reason I said yes to this after Hamilton. I wanted to see how one of the best directors of modern musicals does what he does.
After the kind of success that you've had, especially as a young person, how does it affect your aspirations? I mean, do you want to make another big, huge, influential thing? It just feels like an astronaut who's already been to the moon, you know?
You say that like I set out to make a big, huge, influential thing.
Yeah, but once
thing,
you have, and you're having brunch with Cher, you got to figure out what to do next. I don't know what's on that list.
If I could turn back time. It's funny, I think that I'm everywhere and I'm nowhere, right? Because we all still, no matter where we are in life, we struggle with balancing our family, our careers, and the things we want to do with the things we must do. I feel very lucky that I'm pursuing projects I'm passionate about, and I still know I cannot control the success or failure of a creative endeavor. So I go into these experiences just hoping to learn as much as I can. The rest of it, the world does what it does. You know, and then I take my kids to school in the morning and try to be a good husband and a good father and a good son.
And the kids don't care in a good way.
Right, right. The kids like want to make sure that the yogurt they like
right.
is in the fridge.
Exactly.
I don't like the one with the banana. I like the one with blueberry. That was my discussion this morning.
Yeah, no, I've been in the yogurt wars, and they're real.
Yep.
When the early morning hours have come and gone.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, thank you so much for speaking with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. It was really fun.
Mary Poppins Returns is in theaters next week.